Chapter 18. I wrote another book at Betsy's house before I went back to London to see Traddles. I needed to check on my money and investments. Sophie was working with Traddles. She was good at helping with his work. They were the happiest people I had ever seen. I got a letter from Mr. Creakle, my old head teacher from Salem House. He was now a judge and invited me to come to visit his prison. I took Traddles with me. Mr. Creakle was much nicer to the prisoners than he was to the boys at Salem House. He kept every prisoner locked in his own room, and they weren't allowed to talk to anyone at all until they were sorry for the bad things they had done. I looked at the rooms. I saw that the prisoners could talk to each other. One of the prisoners was Uriah Heep. He had been sent to prison after he had given the money back to the people he stole from. The other prisoner was Steerforth's servant. They were both happy to be in prison because they knew they should be there. The two men lied to the group of people going round the prison. They were liars who were never going to change. Traddles and I knew there was no point in trying to tell anyone the truth. We left them to stay in prison for the bad things they had done. It was Christmas. I had been in England for 2 months and was living with Betsy. I went to see Agnes at least once a week, and sometimes I went over more often. I loved her so much, but I was so ashamed that I had married Dora, that I couldn't talk to her about it. Betsy knew how I felt about Agnes, but we never talked about it. Betsy seemed to know why I didn't tell Agnes how I felt about her. On Christmas Day, I asked Betsy if she had talked to Agnes about the man she loved. She hadn't, but she thought that Agnes would get married soon. "I bless Agnes and her husband," Betsy said, before I went to see Agnes. I didn't know what she meant, but I didn't ask her any more about it. All of Agnes's students had gone home for Christmas, so that she was on her own in the house. Agnes noticed that I was thinking a lot. "What is it?" she asked me. "There is something I want you to tell me," I said. "I know you trust me, so will you tell me who you are in love with?" I asked. Agnes looked at me and started crying. She put her hands over her face and told me to leave. I promised not to be angry with her. I just wanted to know. "I love you, Agnes, not like a brother, but you are a much better person than I am," I told her. Agnes was still crying, but she wasn't sad. She was crying because she was happy. I told her how I felt about her. "Oh, David, I have loved you my whole life," Agnes told me. That's when I started crying too. When we had finished crying, I took Agnes to see Betsy. We told her that we were getting married. She was happier at the news than I had ever seen her before. Peggotty and Mr. Dick came running at the sound of all the noise that Betsy was making, and we told them the good news. We got married 2 weeks later. Peggotty, Betsy, Mr. Dick, Traddles, Sophie, Annie, Dr. Strong, and Mr. Wickfield all came to our wedding. 10 years later, Agnes and I had 3 children. Dan Peggotty came to visit us. He was visiting England for a month. He was a farmer in Australia and had made a lot of money. Emily was happy there too. She was looking after people who were ill. They both knew that Ham was dead now. It had been in the newspapers, and a traveller had shown them. Emily had said that she was never going to get married.